Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Boston has long called itself the hub of the universe. Admittedly, that's a pretty big boast, and yet there is a lot to love about this town.
And a lot that we love to hate.
Seems that our friends at public radio station KUT in Austin, Texas, feel the same way about their city. They recently put together a dramatic reading of bad Yelp reviews of some of Austin's most beautiful and popular places.
Which got us wondering, have people been grousing about Boston's top destinations? And it turns out, they have. Here now, for your pleasure, is a WBUR dramatization of some of Yelp's worst reviews of some of Boston's favorite destinations, beginning with the idyllic Esplanade.
No public Wi-Fi, no places to urinate, and not enough ducks.
The Charles is that annoying bit of water off to the right of Sterile Drive. If that dumb river wasn't there, we could have a big five-lane street all the way through Boston. Imagine that.
Why did I come here again?
Oh yeah, to enjoy the searing, insufferable sunlight, urinate myself, and die of boredom while analyzing the audacity of a far unfulfilled duck quota.
Okay, so tough crowd on the Esplanade. But how about Boston Common?
This place is all right. There's lots of creepy people hanging around during the colder months, but if you're one of those people, it has its advantages.
The squirrels here might be more friendly than most Boston locals.
And if you've ever thought about heading to the public garden to enjoy a ride in the swan boats, think again.
You're right out in the baking sun on this boat with the water gleaming back at you. I think I got skin cancer just using these things.
The water's like 6 inches deep. Oh, and don't feed the ducks or you'll go to jail.
The seats were uncomfortable. You were packed in with a bunch of people you could care less about. And the water kind of smells.
And for you transcendentalists out there searching for tranquility, whatever you do, don't go to Walden Pond.
There's really only one thing wrong with Walden. Humans.
Walden isn't much different than any number of hundreds upon hundreds of ponds around here. But when you add the whole Thoreau angle to it, it acts like a magnet to every gray-bearded, ultra-liberal fruit loop in the state.
When we got out of the car, it smelled like a Denny's dumpster exploded, or perhaps a whale died next to the car. I've never seen so many people gag without being able to find the source of it.
Thoreau is without a doubt rolling in his grave.
Oh man, not enough ducks. They love to complain here at the Hub of the Universe. Boston's bad Yelp reviews, read by WBUR staff and produced by Radio Boston interns Virginia Marshall and Sarah Herman.
And if you've got some witty takedowns of your favorite, I suppose at this point in time we should be saying least favorite places in Boston, send us a tweet at Radio Boston or post them at radioboston.org.
And stay with us. Coming up, we take a look at exciting new research by UMass scientists on the neurological causes of addiction. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Stay with us. This is Radio Boston.